Meanwhile...
The details are not available. They will be in a few minutes. The White House is now giving out a statement. The attack apparently was made on all naval and on naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu. The president's brief statement was read to reporters by Stephen Early, the president's secretary. A Japanese attack upon Pearl Harbor naturally would mean war. Such an attack would naturally bring a counterattack. And hostilities of this kind would naturally mean that the president would ask Congress for a declaration of war. There is no doubt from the temper of Congress that such a declaration would be granted. This morning, Secretary Hull talked with the secretaries of war and of the Navy. Now the two special Japanese envoys, Admiral Nomura and Special Envoy Kurusu, are at the State Department, engaged in conference with Secretary of State Hull. Their appearance at the State Department on this Sunday afternoon emphasizes the gravity of the Far Eastern situation, where hostilities now seem to be actually opening over the whole South Pacific. Big time television. Big time television. 24 hours a day, day after day. Making tomorrow seem like yesterday. Yeah!
Good hello, and welcome to 20 Minutes into the Future, the podcast that is as much about music as it is about Max Headroom, which was the case for Max as well. We're back in the big-time television bus on this historic anniversary of a day that Americans are taught to remember at a very young age. While it seems silly not to acknowledge what day it is, I will admit that our music doesn't exactly have any connection to December 7th in the slightest, but has everything to do with questioning the values that some Americans hold very dear. Those of us left running around in a pink bus in a post-apocalyptic wasteland while capitalism runs amok know what I'm talking about. So, while we're trying to make sense of our particular place in the universe, let's offer some tunes that remind us that we've always been worried about these kinds of horrors. Now, how long has it been since you listened to Information Society? I mean, really listened to them. They're almost more relevant now than ever. Here, on 20 Minutes into the Future.
You're listening to Big Time Television, not your father's pirate radio podcast, only on 20 Minutes into the Future.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I wanna know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I wanna know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Pure energy.
Listening to Big Time Television, filling your empty lives with mindless dread, only on 20 Minutes Into the Future.
Little angel came pumping on the floor. She
You're listening to Big Time Television. Hopeless music for a hopeless time. Only on 20 minutes into the future.
dialing in from south of the border. I hear the talking of the DJ.
Can't understand just what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio. Radio, 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 radio.
You're listening to Big Time Television. Remember when they said, no future? Well, this is it. Only on 20 minutes into the future.
I have to push, I have to push.
You're listening to Big Time Television. Empty music for an empty mind. Only on 20 Minutes Into the Future.
As the sun sets on another beautiful world here in the fringes, it is also time for us to close up shop here at the Big Time Television Bus and wish you all a safe and happy December 7th. Hopefully the inclusion of Information Society, Billy Idol, Adam and the Ants, Wall of Voodoo, Killing Joke, and Devo into your listening diet has helped you find the inspiration you need to make it through the horror show that is our modern world. Thanks again to Reg and Dom for letting me crash here when things get really, really bad. 20 Minutes Into the Future strives to offer the most compelling coverage of the past as possible. And certainly, we can't think of anything better than an old-fashioned video show. Y'all are wonderful, and without you, there wouldn't even be one. Be seeing you.
Even more important than the visit of Tokyo's diplomats is this news which comes from Pearl Harbor and the news which comes from South Asia. Whatever the diplomats from Tokyo or the cabinet in Tokyo may be saying, there is a conviction in official quarters here that Japan has now cast the die. All the bits of information which came to the State Department and the Navy yesterday and today indicated that Japanese transports containing troops were steaming into the Gulf of Thailand. Japanese warships were providing a heavy escort. Having rounded the southernmost point of French Indochina, the convoy had as its only obvious destination Bangkok, the capital of Thailand. It was on the basis of this information that President Roosevelt sent to Emperor Hirohito of Japan his personal message last night, a message which appealed to the Mikado for restraint and peace. It seemed to be a final plea from the United States. And if the activities today are substantiated, it is a final plea. For if Japanese troops attempt to capture Bangkok or attack Pearl Harbor, the balance, the delicate balance, which has maintained peace in South Asia, is destroyed. The four powers, the United States, Britain, the Dutch East Indies, and Australia, have given Japan ample warning that invasion of Thailand would mean counteraction by the associated powers. These Japanese envoys, Nomura and Kurusu, requested the appointment with Mr. Hull today. The engagement was set for 1:45 p.m., They arrived some minutes late and in turn were kept waiting before the door to Mr. Hull's office was opened to them at 2:20. In the meantime, the president had prepared the statement which announced that Japan was attacking Pearl Harbor from the air. It is possible that the Tokyo diplomats wanted again to assure the State Department that the reports of Japanese troop movements in French Indochina were exaggerated. They did that once before on instructions from Tokyo when the president propounded his question about those movements last Tuesday.
Fang, station announcement, please, my son. 2 hours off air. Tell them we're going to go walkies.
You're a pro, Fang.